orange elephant in the corner of my bedroom. He's singing his songs just like I do. Trouble and love, but he means for all the best. He just follows what he knows, follows the beat in his chest. Elephant fears the dark purple of the sky, but the ways of the weather complement his worried mind. His qualms make spinal quivers that could lead you astray. With every ounce of love he delivers, he begins to slip away just like that, so fast, can't react just like that, so fast, can't react. My foot is the anchor, my heart is the chain, tied to the side of my brain. It's pulling me back to my old troubled ways. Your love, my dear, is my Novocaine. Your love, my dear, is my Novocaine.
That's Ben Turcotte with Orange Elephant from his 2013 album In These Words. If you're a budding musician between the ages of 14 and 22, you definitely need to pay attention to this announcement. How would you like to play Summerfolk this year? We caught up with coordinator Tara McKenzie from the McKenzie Blues Band to chat about the Road to Summerfolk 2016. So it's great to talk to you today.
How are you today, Jan?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm very excited about this Road to Summerfolk, something you've been doing every year for young musicians, encouraging them to get involved in the festival and obviously help them with their careers. But I think you're also going to be coming into the Tri-City area this time around. But tell us a little bit about the program first. Why does the program exist?
Well, we saw a need for younger musicians to be able to get a mentorship, which is our primary function, and better exposure. I know I found when I was a young musician, if you don't have a really good festival under your belt on your resume, sometimes it's hard for other artistic directors to want to look at you. So we wanted to be able to create an access point for young people, first of all, to get together and network with each other, because often that's how gigs happen too. And for them to get to know each other, for us to kind of give them really solid feedback on their performances, and then ultimately give those people who make it through to our finals and win themselves a slot the possibility to play on one of our predominant stages at Summerfolk. And we do really, really give them lots of great exposure. Gives them an opportunity to get their music out to people, too.
And how long has the program been going?
This is our 10th time we're doing this, so it's a very exciting year for us. And one of the reasons why we wanted to expand our program beyond like Grey Bruce area where Summerfolk is.
Now, we started off with Ben Turcotte, who I think was in the program in 2010, is that right?
Yes, but he's also like been involved on a volunteer level as well. He's turned into a folk society guy.
Do you think that a lot of that is getting that opportunity to play? Because I think that when you're, you know, starting off with your career, I mean, I imagine you have a lot of angst about whether your music is any good, you know, whether your songwriting really works.
Yeah.
And if you're not really getting too many opportunities to play, you know, except at situations like open mics, it must be hard to try and feel like this is something that you can really compete in.
Well, exactly. For all of our young people that come into our program, when they're performing, like immediately after their performance, and not in the ilk of like American Idol where they just tear up your performance, we have judges that are professional musicians, are people in the industry, and our primary goal is to be able to do mentoring. So to say, hey, this really worked in your performance, this was the strong feature, you know, and if you want to get more growth and you want us to dig in a little deeper, we're here to be able to talk to you and help you. So that has been really, really successful, and a lot of the young people have said that was the highlight for them, that they got really solid feedback on what they're doing well and what to do next.
And I imagine being able to hang out with a lot of the other artists that are at the festival must be a real thrill for these.
It is, and I find that many of them start collaborations afterwards, and they really do find that there is strength in numbers, and they create their own creative community. So what we've been doing has been really working.
So tell us a little bit about this year's program.
Well, this year we have a showcase in Owen Sound. We have a showcase in Paisley, and we're going to do one in, we're going to try one in Kitchener, and we're partnering with my friend Richard Garvey, who is a kind of a man on the scene there in the singer-songwriter world. So we're going to try to start something up in Kitchener because we do want to throw the net wider and create an access point, of course, from people from Toronto, because KW is not that far for them, but Owen Sound really is.
Well, it sounds like a great program. How do people actually apply?
The application's on the website. That's the best touch point. And that's www.summerfolk.org. You want to look at youth projects and then Road to Summer Folk.
That's great. And they can fill the forms in and send them in. When do the showcases take place?
They're every Sunday in April. So the particular locations will have the dates listed on the website and the application.
We mentioned at the start that it would be a thrill for anyone to be able to be involved in the festival. But there's also quite a lot of exposure that goes with that. Isn't there a special Friday night concert for the people that come through the Discoveries program?
Yeah, there certainly is a distinct concert on the Friday night, but we've also added a major Sunday feature at the beer tent where they actually get to collaborate with each other, and we have artists from the festival that are in playing with the collaboration. Like last year, we had some folks from Digging Roots, myself, Trevor sat in on that one with the youth. The year before, it was Cecile Dokinge and Coco Love Alcorn. So artists get on board to kind of now welcome them into the fold, like, hey, you're one of us now. And they do a show together. It's really fun on the Sunday.
We started off with Ben Turcotte with Orange Elephant from his album In These Notes. We're going to finish off with a little bit of JoJo Worthington, who's another performer who came through Summer Folk. She's actually just been presented with the Songwriters Hall of Fame Award for her songwriting. All very exciting for her. Talk a bit about how it's influenced someone like JoJo Worthington's career.
Well, you know, I think these artists, they work really, really hard on their own to get the exposure. And her coming to our showcase, she slam dunked it. Like, that girl writes great songs. So it's simply an exposure point. And certainly they get to play and be involved in the festival. But I think these young artists are using that energy that's created by these connections to really go out and do it on their own. It's their art and their craft that is propelling them forward, I think.
Well, it certainly sounds like it's going to be a fabulous program again. Wonderful showcase opportunity for youth. Can you tell us a little bit about Summer Folk itself?
Well, this year is Summer Folk 41, and certainly it's one of my very favorite festivals I've ever played, and I've attended it a lot. It's August 19, 20, and 21st at Kelso Beach Park, and you can check it out on the website at summerfolk.org.
It's going to be absolutely fabulous. Tara, as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Remember, if you're between the ages of 14 and 22, and don't we wish that we were all still that age, you need to check out the Youth Discoveries program at Summer Folk. And you can do that by heading to summerfolk.org. We're going to leave you with JoJo Worthington and Amadeus from her most recent album, Seven. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
You approached me from the room over there. Maybe it was the way you stared, but I thought you were nice, thought you were cool. So we went and got married right after school. Moved to California that day. You were never ever the same. So I went outside and climbed a tree. I'm just trying to tell you that I'm gonna leave. Goodbye, Amadeus. our lives when we said, radiate some heat against me. Your toes are getting cold beside yours. I'm just trying to live my life here, but it's kind of hard when I despise you, cause you're getting pretty cocky these days. Ego is getting more and more insane. Never said you were handsome, I just wanted to make a ransom. The headlines scream the death of Amadeus Good.